Yevamos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Shlosha Achen Nisuin Shalosh Nochrius. Three brothers were married to three women. They were not related at all. Umeis Echad Mehen. One of the brothers died. Let's say Reuven died. Va'asaba Hasheni Maimer. And now Shimon, instead of doing a full Yibum, just did a Maimer, which we said is not acceptable. Va'meis. And now Shimon dies. Now the third brother, Levi, what does he do with these two women? Remember, none of them are related to these women. But the Mishnah tells us, Hare Eilu Chotzos V'lo Misyabmos. He cannot do Yibum. Why not? Shenemar Umeis Echad Mehem. One brother died, Yavama Yavola, and in that case, the Yavama should do Yibum. She'alea zikas Yavam Echad, velo she'alea zikas Shnei Yavamin. Then in the case in the Torah, there was one Zika to one Yavam, but not a Zika to two of them. Meaning, in this case, after Reuven died, Shimon really never was Miyabim Reuven's wife. He just did a Mimer, he just was Mekadosher, but you have to do full Yibum. And since Yibum was not done to that woman, there was a Zika still to Levi, the third brother. He still had a Zika to Reuven's wife. But then you're also, what's happening here is that, according to the Tanakhama here, when Shimon went and did a quasi-Yibum by Mimer, which really doesn't do much, but Midrabanan, it does something. So now the same woman, let's call her Sarah, who was married to Reuven, and now Shimon did a Mimer to her, almost has like two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, that they were sort of married to her. The Shaila is, does Levi do Yibum on this lady, Sarah? He would sort of be doing Yibum for the Zika of two brothers at the same time. In other words, this is not like a case where if, let's say, Reuven dies without children and leaves over a wife, and then Shimon does Yibum to that woman, his brother's sister, and then Shimon dies. Levi, the third brother, can do Yibum to this woman because he's doing it from the koach of only Shimon in that case. But in our case of the Mishnah, it's almost as if there are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, that the fact that they both died and they both sort of were married to her, because Shimon really didn't take over, he didn't complete the process and do Yibum. He sort of just made it complicated by doing a quasi-Yibum that really never relinquished it from Reuven. So now he just added his own. So now you got Reuven and Shimon that's connected to this woman, so therefore you can't do Yibum in this case. Because there's a Zika of Shnei Yevamin, like the Mishnah says. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Miyabim Le'ezah Shiyotzer. Rabbi Shimon, however, says that this third brother does Yibum to whichever woman he wants to. V'cholitz L'Shnia. But he must do Chalitza to the second woman. Why is this? So what's Rabbi Shimon's Shita here? So the first thing to know is, according to Rabbi Shimon, when we talk about the fact that he did a Mimer instead of Yibum, the second brother, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not that a Mimer does something Midrabanan. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's actually a suffix whether it does Mamish Yibum or nothing. It's all or nothing, according to Shimon, but it's a suffix. So therefore, if a Mimer was actually Kona and was a regular Yibum, then what happened really here is that Shimon was now married to two wives. And when a person is married to two wives and that person dies, the brother can pick whichever one of the wives he wants to, but he cannot do Yibum on both of his wives. As we're going to see later also, that the mitzvah of Yibum is only one woman from that brother. You can't marry multiple women and do Yibum to multiple women from the same brother. If it was two separate brothers, he can do Yibum to each brother's wife, but not to two wives from one brother. So if Shimon's Mimer did something where he did Yibum, Levi now can pick and choose, but he can't do both. So that's why Bishimon says, Miyabim l'zeiz ha-shiyotza v'cholitz l'shnia, but he has to do chalitza to the second one. However, on the other side, according to Bishimon, perhaps Mimer is not Kona, and really, technically, if Mimer is not Kona, he could technically do Yibum to both of them. He's not going to, because on the other side, maybe it is Kona. But still, he has to do chalitza to the second one, in case Mimer is not Kona, because really, if Mimer is not Kona, it's very possible that he should do Yibum to both of them. That's why he can't just leave the second one without doing anything. That's why he does Chalitza to the second one. Mishnah continues. Shnei Achin Nisuin Shtei Achios, two brothers married to two sisters, Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of those brothers dies. Let's say Reuven dies, but Shimon can't do Yibum to her, because it's Shimon's wife's sister. V'achakach Mesa Ishto Shalsheni, but now Shimon's wife now dies. So the Isser of marrying two sisters is only two sisters while they're alive. But if one sister dies, a person's allowed to marry his wife's sister after she died. But in this case, it's not allowed. As the Mishnah says, Harezu Asur Alav Olamas, she's now Asur to him forever. Hol V'nesur Alav Sha'achas, because she's Asur because there was one point in time when she fell as a Zika to Yibum to him. She was Asur at that point. So even though Shimon's wife died afterwards, and now you would think that he can now go and do Yibum to Reuven's wife, he can't. Because since he couldn't marry her at the time of initial Yibum, when Reuven did die, we look at her like his brother's wife that had children. We look at it like that. And she's also on him forever.